Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this Monday, August 12th, 2024. I have your host, James J. here, and we are joined now by our great friend, Paula Weber from Jeremiah's Crossing. We're going to talk about their 16th annual Family Fun Fest car show coming up Saturday, August 17th, over at Dexter Park from 9 to 3. Paula, it's been too long. It's good to see you.
You too. How are you today?
We're doing good. How have you been?
Good. We're getting busy.
I can only imagine. Yes, yes. I feel like you guys are constantly busy over there, and in a good way, in a very good way, with some good things. Paula, before we get into the car show and the Family Fun Fest, do you mind if we let the audience know a little bit about Jeremiah's Crossing and the history of it?
Oh, absolutely.
So can we go ahead and start right from the origin story, if you don't mind?
So Jeremiah's Crossing was started by the executive directors who still run it today, which is Roger and Kathleen Harris. They both taught in the school system for a very long time, and they just always had a dream to kind of do something bigger. And when they bought the property they own now, where Jeremiah's Crossing is located out on County X, they, you know, pictured just having somewhere where kids could come and learn to ride horses and just be themselves. You know, there's no judgment. There's no anybody looking different. We're all the same, and we're just doing our thing. It started with Kathleen's first horse, Allie, who unfortunately actually recently passed away. So it's been kind of a sad summer for us a little bit out there. But
thoughts
so they've
to
been
them.
16 years going strong. They do free lessons for children with disabilities, children and adults with disabilities. We run with volunteers who come out and help everything just keep going. So
it's an incredible organization that continues to do really, really awesome work. And one of the things that this event does is not only give us a chance to have a really good time, but to help you support you guys do that great work over at Jeremiah's Crossing. So one of these events that I believe Central Wisconsin does better than anybody, it is a win-win where we're having a good time, we're enjoying ourselves, and in the back of your mind and the front of your heart, you'll know that you're investing in our community and helping a wonderful nonprofit, a fantastic organization in Jeremiah's Crossing. It's a win-win. It's a pretty cool thing, Paula. And let's take a second here. 16th annual. Woo! That is impressive.
So the Family Fest and Car Show is our longest running event out of the ones that we do throughout the year. We're 16 years strong this year. Last year we had just over 200 cars.
Wow.
We're kind of starting to need to readjust parking.
Yeah,
wise.
I would imagine, yeah.
During COVID, really, it kind of opened it up a little bit more. We had a lot of people from different towns that just wanted to come and do something, and we kind of had been like the first one, like in person.
Right.
And since then, you know, we've had a lot of more support from out of town that come specifically just to hang out with us for the weekend, which is really fun too.
Everything kicks off again Saturday, August 17th at Dexter Park from 9 to 3. Things kick off at 9. I want to remind everybody of that. And what'll be kind of the kickoff of the event, Paula?
So the car show, obviously the cars are our biggest thing, you know. So it's a $10 registration for anybody who wants to be in the show itself. And they do judging. We started that the last couple of years because a few people had asked for it. They have the dyno, so they always have dyno things going on for the cars. There's tons of food. There's the LHS dance team always comes and does their thing for food as well as us doing our thing for food. So that's always fun too.
And keep in mind, this is not just for cars, but trucks, tractor, motorcycle show.
Yeah,
this
absolutely
is for all
anybody.
Of it.
Absolutely.
As far as if a vehicle wants to be a part of this, do they need to register or anything, Paul?
They just need to come to the park, and then the person that's parking will, you know, point them in the way to go. You just register when you get at the show, and all of the profits go back to Jeremiah's Crossing. So,
you mentioned the mobile dyno shootout that is going to be down there as well. That's going to be a lot of fun. People have been really enjoying that.
Yeah. Yep. We had Ryan's brought that down for the last 4 years, maybe now 3 years or 4 years. So yeah, that's always a good time. The car guys, of course, love it.
And it looks like there's going to be trophies for that as well.
Yep.
King of the show, stock, naturally inspired, modified, open modified, diesel. Like, gonna have a couple of categories for this.
Yep. There's quite a list for categories. So.
And just kind of piggybacking off of that, there's also going to be these dash plaques that are going to go to the first 100 entries. That's a really unique thing to be able to
absolutely.
Offer.
Absolutely. You know, it's just nice to be able to recognize and say thank you to the people who make the show. I mean, obviously, without them bringing their cars, it wouldn't be a car show, right? You know, so we want to make sure that, you know, they're recognized for that, because obviously we appreciate everybody that comes and participates.
And as much as we love all of that, we also love having stuff for the kids. There's going to be fun for the kids down there as well.
Yep, there's a kids tent where they can come and play games and hang out, and of course, you know, just run around and do their thing too. So there's always something to keep them occupied.
Yeah.
Food, because who doesn't feed the kids?
Right. and you know, while there's going to be activities for the kids are also probably going to get really taken in by these vehicles as well. That part's going to be a lot of fun for them.
There's tons of raffles also. So, and there's lots of prizes for the kids in the raffle baskets. A very good combination of stuff. We have a huge community support when it comes to the raffles for the car show every year.
Yeah, I do want to send a big thank you to all the sponsors and all the businesses that added to this event and make it so amazing every year.
They're absolutely awesome. It's a lot of work getting in touch and getting it all together, but we have so many of them that are just regular, you know, people that reach out to us and know the time of the year that we do it and call us and go, hey, we have our stuff ready for you guys, you know. So.
Well, you know, if there some advantages of doing things this long for 16 years and everything, one of them absolutely. Is those relationships that you make and those connections that you have. That while I can't imagine how much planning and work goes into this, it's nice to have some of those where you check, okay, we got that check mark. You know, you can move on to the next thing. And that doesn't happen without the support of these great businesses out in this community.
Absolutely.
It's part of why I say nobody does this better than Central Wisconsin, because of these businesses and these locals that we have in town that continue to invest in our community.
Yeah, we have an absolutely awesome community. Yeah. For, I mean, any event that you go to throughout this area, any time of the summer,
so
there's
true.
Always something.
Paula, I also wanted to say a shout out to DJ Franco. He's going to be down there giving you some music and everything. Got a nice soundtrack to go with throughout the day.
Oh, yeah. He's always jamming it out. He's the car show DJ. He knows his stuff. So he's always loving it out.
Yeah.
He's a great guy.
He enjoys himself quite a bit on doing this.
He does. He's super fun.
And he makes sure that's like a good DJ. It's not just he's having a good time. He wants to make sure everybody else is having a good time.
Absolutely.
He's very good at that. Shout out to DJ Franco. Good work out there. Paul, you mentioned food as well. There's going to be some food down there.
Yeah, we have, of course, the cream puffs are kind of our famous thing that they've done every year. You know, the Lincoln High School dance team comes down and does food for us. Destiny's Point also comes and does a food trailer for us. I believe we have a dessert trailer that we had last year that is coming again this year.
Very cool. A dessert trailer. Why am I just now hearing about this?
A whole couple of choices of different things.
Oh, that sounds amazing. The whole rest of the show, that's all we're talking about. No, that does sound amazing. That's definitely something to come check out.
And I believe we have a couple of food trucks parking this year, too.
Mm-hmm. And again, another one of those things that we really send a shout out to those food trucks and those businesses.
Absolutely.
They certainly have a profit to make, and that's certainly noteworthy about this, but it's also important to all these individuals, and I've talked to so many people that do run these food trucks, about being a part of local events.
Right.
And adding, it's part of the reason why they're in a truck and not in a shop. They want to be at these locations. They want to meet you there, and they want to, you know, keep you fed.
And a lot of them donate their profits back to whatever they're doing, which is amazing too, because, you know, that's they're working.
Yeah.
You know, that's their paycheck. So to be able to do that for, you know, the different things in the community is absolutely impressive.
It speaks to how much not only this event means, not only to the community, but to the individuals, of course, and clients over there and everything. But I think it also, Paula mentioned, notices how universal this topic is and what Jeremiah's Crossing is doing is, where it doesn't matter what walk of life you come from or who you are necessarily or where you are in life. This is something that pulls our attention and seems that's something I want to invest in. That's something I care about.
Absolutely.
That's something that I would like to be a part of. And even if I can't go down to Jeremiah's Crossing and ride any of these magnificent animals or anything like that, I can contribute this way. I can invest in my community this way and help them continue to do that work.
absolutely.
Also, another great thing about this event that I think that you guys do, while also bringing the community together, we get some great music and good food. There's also the ability to help out our local vendors and our ag industry with this. There's going to be vendors down there, craft fair, farmers market, a lot of cool stuff.
Yeah, we have a lot of great vendors that come every year. In the last few years, we've had a couple of different ones that, you know, like I said, again, just kind of during COVID started joining us and ended up at it became their spot, you know. So we, you know, anything from, like you said, just crafty stuff to, you know, jewelry or woodworking or, you know, you name it, something unique that you can find that isn't necessarily you're just going to go buy at a store.
Boy, my mother's voice just popped up in the back of my head. This is the one thing she asked for. I just want unique things.
Right.
I just want unique things, whether it's her birthday, Mother's Day, whatever it is. You cannot just go get her something you find in any store. You got to find something unique. And our vendors are the best at this.
Oh, absolutely.
It's a wonderful opportunity not only to support them, but to be then to be a part of the event and contribute as well. It's just a all-around great thing.
One of the things we do for the vendors, too, just to kind of make sure people do check them out and shop them. You know, they're out there all day, too, just like we are. So in our raffles, we always do a vendor basket. So if you shop our vendors, you get a ticket that's specifically to go in what we call our vendor basket. And it's literally a basket of items that are donated by every single one of the vendors there. And it's one big, huge lot of, you know, cool things that they donated towards the show. So that's always fun because it, you know, gets people to shop the vendors. And plus, who doesn't want the most giant raffle basket?
Right,
that is in existence, right?
Hey, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. We're speaking with Paula Weber from Jeremiah's Crossing and greatly appreciate the time and the work you guys do over there at Jeremiah's Crossing, Paula, and so much all of these businesses and organizations that are a part of this. I do want to note as well that Jeremiah's Crossing is where no one pays for lessons. And that's a great tagline, but it's also something that I really hope hits home with people out there. Because not only is that a really cool thing to be able to say, but that doesn't come from nothing. Events like this are why they're able to do that over there at Jeremiah's Crossing.
Right. I mean, obviously, it takes the community to continue to support us to make sure that we're doing what we're doing. You know, volunteers, you know, to keep lessons going. And obviously, the money coming in to make sure to continue to be able to, you know, pay for those lessons so that the families don't have that burden of paying for it.
Well, and anybody has ever known horses or been around people with horses, these are one of the most magnificent things walking the planet. There is nothing like being able to ride a horse. It's something that it's a connection that you just, as a city boy, I can't tell you how much I enjoyed being able to ride horses and everything. It's just an amazing feeling. But they're also not cheap. You know, they're one of the more expensive animals out there. There and everything. So this event is also a great opportunity for us to help with those kind of things that you guys need over there. I wanted to remind the audience not only of the great website you have, jeremiahscrossing.org, jeremiahscrossing.org, but you have a wish list on there. And I always like to note that when you join us.
Yep. So one of the primary things, like you said, just kind of touching on, you know, horses and obviously the fact that they are not cheap creatures, you know, one of the things that we really primarily look for that kind of helps us make sure that everything else is, you know, in line is horse sponsorships. You know, that's really a big one for us because the more horses that we have sponsored and, you know, their care is taken care of, then everything else can kind of fall into place. There's lots of different ways to be able to sponsor horses from, you know, checking in and doing like a small monthly donation to, you know, a one-time payment, donation. But yeah, so, and we're actually, we've got a flyer that has kind of breaks down like everything about your horses, you know, like it takes this much hay to feed a horse, this much vet care, you know, to take care of a horse, because all of that stuff is important. And without our horses, we're not doing what we do. They're, you know, they're the stars of the show. They're the ones that are working. They're the ones that have to be healthy and okay and ready to ride, you know?
Yeah.
So,
I forgive me, Paula. I apologize. Is this something you guys have been doing for a while? Have you always done this as far as being able to sponsor horses? Seems remember this.
The horse sponsorships is something that we've always kind of done. I think we haven't touched on it as much as we have normally in the past. I think just because we've always, you know, we get a lot, you know, in our events or in grants or things like that. But really, you know, like I said, I mean, the horses are kind of the star of the show, you know, and it breaks down, you know, so it's $1,200 per sponsorship. So you can do $100 a month. Mm-hmm. You know, so you can get like a group of people together to sponsor a horse or, you know, a business or whatever, and kind of break it down that way. And we do like two sponsors per horse. So like one sponsor for their food and stuff, and then one for their veterinary care.
Again, win-win kind of situation helps you guys. And not for nothing, if we can't reach your heart when it comes to this subject, and I feel like 99% of the audience we do, anybody out there otherwise, the PR that you get from your business being attached with an event like this or an organization like Jeremiah's Crossing, mm-hmm. you can't buy that kind of marketing. You can't buy that kind of advertising. So if I can't reach your heart, maybe I can reach you on that level on a, as a business person. And this is one of the smarter things, investments you can make with your business as far as promoting it. Being a part of Jeremiah's Crossing, being a part of the 16th annual Family Fun Fest car show, that's a really win-win for you as well as a business. So that's something else to keep in mind, as well as these beautiful, amazing creatures, because Paula, I did want to also mention on the website, you can check out the horses over there. That's kind of cool. That's kind of a unique thing to be able to do.
You know, and it's fun to be able to look through the pictures and see the different, you know, the, see the kids as they're doing their thing too.
Yeah.
And also we're actually doing, this year we had kind of split it for a couple of years, but we decided to go back to it. So the day after the car show, on the 18th, we're doing an open house out at Jeremiah's because we feel like a lot of people come into town for the car show. So we want, you know, we want to get them engaged while they're still in town and kind of, you know, just come over and see what we do. So we have our horse therapy person coming over, our masseuse for our horses to show like how our horses get care.
Very cool.
The chiropractic and massage care. So she'll be demonstrating some things. The kids will be there kind of demonstrating, you know, some of the things that they do with their horses. You know, just to be able to come and see the property and what we've done and what we're doing and what we need and, you know, all of those types of things. I think it's really important that people are able to come and see, you know, what you're paying for, you know, what you're supporting.
It's one of the things that benefits all nonprofits, but our, again, our area, I'm going to keep bragging about it, is so transparent and so good about this. You want to see what we're investing in, what we're doing, come on down.
Absolutely.
Come check it out. You know, that's so unique and so cool to this area, but it's vital, I think, especially for some people out there that might be on the fence. That can be the thing that pushes them over to really help, and you guys continue to do the work you're doing. I do want to apologize, Paula. I've been distracted by Bubba. It's an awesome horse.
So
he's
Bubba.
An awesome horse. He's great.
So Bubba, he is one of our recent rescues. So he's a rescue. He comes from the Norwegian Horse Rescue. We've worked with them for a few years now. He has a sibling that came with him, but Bubba is a little bit shy and still needs some work. So he's still learning. Last year, you could hardly, you know, you couldn't reach out and get him to even nose at you. He was like, nope, I'm not having it. You people are weird. I don't know if I like it here, you know. And so now this year he will, you know, he comes out for his food and stuff like that. He does a lot of round pen work and things like that to still, you know, get used to people. He's a very adorable guy. He is so darn cute.
It's one of these kind of things that is also really cool about what, well, the kids that get to go there, first and foremost, really excited for them and really happy for them and anybody that gets to really take in things at Jeremiah's Crossing. But this is also really beneficial for these horses as well. That's a really beautiful kind of thing to be able to see. I especially imagine being close to it.
You know, and what's really cool too, that we're kind of working on too, is even if you can't come out and volunteer, like to help with lessons or things like that, you know, to come out and groom, you know, one of the horses, and just, it's therapy for yourself too.
Oh, yes,
you know what
is.
I mean? It's, you know, so just to be able to come out and groom the horses and just be around them for a little bit, any of that kind of stuff helps.
Paula, we've been doing this a while. Our chemistry is still intact. You set me up perfectly. I wanted to ask about volunteering, whether it is for the event coming up or just in everyday kind of things over there at Jeremiah's Crossing. Are you looking for volunteers? Can people volunteer?
Absolutely. We always need volunteers. So you can volunteer as young as age 13. So some of the ways that we use volunteers, obviously, so lessons is our biggest thing and we're always in need of them. So, you're trained on how to assist during lessons, to be a sidewalker. So a person that kind of is on that side, you know, helping, making sure that the child that's riding is safe. Some kids need two, some need one, some don't need any, but you know, obviously it takes more than two hands to keep things going. Events, always needing people, you know, it's always helpful to have somebody, you know, helping set up or run things or, you know, sell things or mm-hmm. whatever it may be, whatever your forte is, you know.
We'll put
I'm
you
sure
to work.
We'll find us something
yeah,
for you.
Yeah. and just like everything else we've been talking about here, you go there, you volunteer. Not only are you putting in your time and investing in our community, but you're going to have a good time and you're going to enjoy yourself. And we greatly appreciate all the volunteers and all the people that help make this event happen, Paula.
I think something that I like to tell people just to, you know, is that, you know, you don't think you've seen everything. If you think you've seen it all, you know, come out and watch a kid get out of his wheelchair and onto a horse.
Huh. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know.
Well said. Well said. Nicely done. Paula, as we're wrapping up, let's give everybody the details one more time about this awesome event. 16th Annual Family Fun Fest Car Show coming up this Saturday, August 17th over at Dexter Park. Right there, Highway 80 and Highway 54. Can't miss it. Going to have some signs out, I imagine, and some
yep,
stuff to direct
you. Yep, there'll be signs out and people directing you to kind of where to go in the park. When you come in, there will be somebody that can... that will direct you where to park and tell you where things are at. So,
and you want to get there a little early to register, or not register, but to get yourself a good spot, I imagine, as in the car show and everything.
Absolutely.
That'll be from 9 to 3, the event's going on. So I'd say get there a little after 8 if you can or something. It would probably be a good idea.
Usually right in there is when the car guys are...
Yeah.
They're early birds.
I was going to say, what am I talking about? I know quite a few of these individuals. They're there way early.
Birds.
Yeah. And keep in mind, this isn't just for cars, but trucks, tractor, motorcycle show. This is for all of the above. They're going to have some great stuff down there for the kids. A lot of fun to be had there. And of course, vendor, craft fair, farmer's market, also going to be down there. Has some great food for you as well.
Tons of raffles,
people. You're going to be walking away with something probably. And DJ Franco going to be down there as well. All of this, not only a great time for our community, something we look forward to every year, but as well as helping out our great friends at Jeremiah's Crossing continue to do the great work that they are doing. Jeremiah's Crossing, where no one pays for lessons. You can find out more at jeremiahscrossing.org. That's jeremiahscrossing.org. Also encourage you to follow them on social media. Not only a great way to keep up to date on things that are going on in the community or with them, but also a great I like the page, and I just like it coming up in my timeline. It's just, it makes me smile anytime I see anything from there.
I love seeing the different pictures of lessons day, or just what's going on with the horses out at the ranch while they're hanging out.
Paula, you guys do such great work over there. Please say hi to the staff. Say hi to Jeremy and say hi to the staff over there for us.
Absolutely.
And you guys keep up the great work. We'll be talking about this event on our morning shows. We'll be spreading the word.
Awesome.
Thanks a lot for joining us, Paul.
Thank you.
Again, find out more at jeremiahscrossing.org, jeremiahscrossing.org. We will have more Midday Magazine for you on WFHR, locally grown radio.